Well, over the course of your working life, there comes a time when you can get a little stuck, when it just feels like you're in a rut and your career is going nowhere. Our workplace expert, Rabina Ahmed-Haq, has discovered often it can be a lack of support from your employer.
Communications specialist Michelle Titus says there are a few times she's felt stuck in her career, but the worst was the last job she held. It was a junior role in the public relations department of a large consumer goods company.
It was a lot of similar communication. It was writing and it was project management, and it was just a lot of the same.
One day in that job, she was sent to do some work at a remote location. She says after spending a few days out of the office doing something different, she knew she needed to change her situation.
And when I really realized that it's a priority for me to kind of do things beyond what my job title is, that's kind of what made me kind of think outside the box and start to consider other opportunities within the communications field.
The company she was at didn't have the support she felt would help her with her career development. To get out of her rut, she made the obvious move and found another job. According to a recent survey by payroll company ADP conducted with Leger Polling, Titus's experience is unfortunately not unique.
We were wondering if Canadian employees feel like they're getting enough support in their professional development.
Elizabeth Williams is Director of Brand and Communications with ADP Canada. She says the poll surveyed more than 800 Canadian workers in March 2017. It found 40% felt their company rarely provides them with career development support. ADP calls this a growth gap, where employees want to learn more and develop skills, but there's no outlet with their employer to do so. In the same survey, 39% said they're in such a rut that they're willing to leave and take a pay cut if it means more access to professional development opportunities. Williams says companies who don't recognize this problem stunt their growth.
Professional development is probably as important to the employer as it is to the employee, and it goes well beyond training. Employers need to take a really broad view of what professional development is. And when you're not investing in your employees and when you're not developing their skills, there's the obvious impact, which is your workforce just isn't competitive. But the bigger impact, and the one that they should be worried about, is those employees will leave.
Titus says she feels more supported by the company she works for now, and because of that, has found more job success. She is now an account director at the new PR firm she works at. Williams says this is typical of many talented workers who feel stuck in a growth gap, that once they get the support they need, they thrive. She says companies can take some smart steps to hang on to talented workers.
One way is automation. So really just keeping track of who's done what, who's taken this course, who's got this certification, who's expressed an interest in learning some new skill, and then circling back to that person's manager and saying, hey, did you get them that training? Did they do the training? Are they, you know, do they have the skill they think they need?
She adds, in big corporations, even a perfect system that supports workers can be difficult to implement. She stresses employees need to also take responsibility for their careers as well. You own your career, Williams says, so go to your boss and ask them to get the help you need. If it's still not happening, she says employees can take matters into their own hands.
Look online. It's never been more affordable to get really, really good education.
Williams suggests taking what's called massive open online courses, or MOOCs, offered through various universities, including the University of Toronto or sites like KhanAcademy.com. All are free. The report found 65% are ready right now to learn new skills. So if you're feeling in a rut and wanting to do more, feel good knowing there are many just like you. For CBC Radio, I'm Rabina Ahmed-Haq.